This is episode number 7 of the WordPress Authority Show with WPAuthorities.com co-founders Trevor Turnbull and Michael Lasky. Today's show is Pillar Content Review, where we discuss pillar content, the cornerstone topics that are critical to authority publishing, including what's working today and trending tomorrow. For more information on the show formats and for other shows in this season and series, make sure to check out wpauthorities.com/shows. What is an authority site?
So when I think of an authority website,
I think of the place that people go when they want to learn from the best. I think of where the credibility lies.
You will respect my authority.
Hey, I hope you're having a great day wherever you happen to be in the world today. Thanks so much for spending some quality time with me. I'm Trevor Turnbull, your host of the WordPress Authority Show, where we cut through the noise and dial into the signal each and every day. And today's show is part one of the Pillar Post Preview Problems and Solutions Show, where we discuss some of the challenges you're going to face in building your WordPress Authority website and the framework of solutions we have found that will help you solve many of these problems. Now, during today's show, we talk about themes, and one that we use and love because it's really user-friendly and flexible so that we can continue to build on top of it. We also talk about a number of plugins that we use, and there's hundreds of plugins that we've used and tested over the years. These are some of the best ones that we've found for keeping control of spam comments, managing your on-site SEO, and creating tracking links for your website. So let's get into the show right after this message. Are you a WordPress Authority subscriber? Don't miss your shot to claim your authority. Subscribe to our email list at wpauthorities.com. Question for you. What's your problem? Seriously though, we're here to find solutions to your biggest problems in your own WordPress Authority website business. How would you like a coach to review your site, to recommend solutions, and even implement them for you on the spot? Every week on the WordPress Authority Show, a lucky winner will get a free report, action guide, and a 15-minute coaching session delivered via Google Hangout or Skype. To qualify, simply go to iTunes, find the WordPress Authority Show, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, hopefully a 5-star review, and then most importantly, post your biggest problem at wpauthorities.com/coaching.
And now it's time for the WordPress Authority Show, where your metadata is always safe, but still not from the NSA.
Today's show is Pillar Content Review, where we discuss pillar content, the cornerstone topics that are critical to authority publishing, including what's working today and trending tomorrow. For more information on the show formats and for other shows in this season and series, make sure to check out wpauthorities.com/shows.
Hey everybody, Michael Lasky here. Welcome to the WordPress Authorities podcast, where we show you how to model the masters of WordPress publishing to create, grow, and monetize your own authority website. Today's show is the Pillar Post Preview, so let's get into it. Trevor!
Michael!
Got Trevor Turnbull here with me, host of the WordPress Authority Show, co-host in this situation. How's it going?
Good, how you doing, buddy?
Really good. Yeah, plowing through the day, enjoying life. So why do we do the Pillar Post Preview Show?
Because it's the funnest part of our whole week. That's why we do it.
It is pretty great. I really love queuing up content, articles, you know, outlines, and then just talking.
Absolutely. And of course, we love feedback from our audience too, which is really why we do this, right? It's all about getting feedback, coming up with concepts and ideas, and then allowing our community to chime in and tell us what they think, what works for them, what doesn't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So let's just take a moment to remind you guys, we create these pillar posts, these long articles on the website, you know, creating the standard for our ideas, but the standards evolve over time. And so what we try to do is get out ahead of them a little bit, do a show, pique your interest and get you to feedback and tell us what you're thinking so we can get a little bit of market research and end up co-creating those pillar posts together. So Turnsy.
Yes, sir.
Why this pillar and why now? Because we introduced the canon in our first show.
That's right. Right.
I got another question.
You should answer it too.
Would I? Should I? No. When did we introduce the framework problems and solutions? We've talked a lot about problems and solutions, but when did that show up so far?
Yeah, we've asked those types of questions to all of our guests along the way. It's a major part of what we're trying to solve and understand as we go along here with our guests as well, some of the problems and solutions that they're facing.
Yeah, right. And so when we say canon, we're actually talking about problems and solutions in a way. And when I say the framework, I actually am talking about plugins and themes in particular. So, you know, WordPress, from the side of WordPress authorities, there's a framework, a group, a collection of tools that make up what we can use to solve the problems that are required in order for our business to function. And that the canon is sort of synonymous to that in some ways. But we're always searching for the canon. What are canon kind of takes that idea a little bit further, where the framework might be the options you have, or the canon is really what the community's using the most. So we're trying to find out what are the problems that the community has the most, that are most critical to the business, and at what level that business might be at, but also what solutions they're using more often than not for those particular problems. Yeah. So that's what this show is all about, just to explore that idea even further. Also to discover what level you might be at in your website and how that affects your needs. Because what, like a level one authority site has different problems than a level five, right?
For sure. Yeah. And there's obviously ones that we'll talk about here today that are universal for just about anybody, even if you're just starting out.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to get to is initially we're going to have these level one type, level zero when you're starting out, level one, basically the same problems and solutions. Once you get to level two, you really have different problems emerge. And so some of the problems that we talk about our guests in the problems and solutions are three big ones that we've identified. That is managing ideas, managing authors, and managing monetization. Now, when you talked to Joe Polizzi, what was the biggest problem he actually stated?
It feels like you were interviewing him because you've listened to these over and over again, haven't you, Mike?
I have. Yes, I have.
It's like you were there.
I was there.
But yeah, Joe spoke to the monetization side of things, right? Plugins failing on him, not knowing how to really keep up with that.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to note that some of these level four authorities, are also having trouble keeping up with the canon. They don't know what is the current best plugin to solve their problem, and they tend to update. Some of them fall, you know, to make the canon, you got to be sticking around. You got to be in it for the long haul. You got to be giving support. You got to have robust feature set. You got to be really lightweight and easy to work with and good user interface. Like those are what makes the canonical. I love that word. The canonical plugin or the solution to these problems. So it was nice to see Joe actually saying that was his biggest problem. So let's get into the framework here. There's really three areas that we're going to talk about: the theme framework, and plugins. There's some other areas in the framework like services and software as services, vendors that can make up solutions to some of these frameworks, and we'll touch on that a bit. But what's the first area of the framework problem that we face, Turnsy?
Yeah, with regards to the theme, of course, as you mentioned, and just ultimately being able to change and customize the style of your templates and that type of thing. I know this is a big challenge for many people.
It is, and this is why themes emerged in the first place. And it's pretty, you know, introductory, sophomoric, what's the word I'm looking for? It's pretty low-level problem, but it's still one we face and we always have to solve. And it's solved by most themes out there, right? What solution have we used over the years?
Canvas is really the one that's kind of surfaced for us, and that's of course built by Woo Themes, which is a premium theme builder. There's obviously lots of other solutions out there, but they're the one that we've really dug ourselves into and built the framework of our businesses around.
Yeah, and that's why the reason why is look at the name Canvas. It's almost like an empty canvas. Like it's a great stem cell, if you will. And so it might not be perfect solution for people who need a look and feel out of the box. Canvas is actually a blank slate. There's no design to it, but it allows you to change those styles and templates really easily. So really any theme, any premium theme vendor will have all kinds of themes to give you that solution. So we're not trying to railroad you to Canvas by any means. It's really about the problem you face from what project you're working on too, because if it's a real estate project, you might want to go for a real estate theme right out of the box. So you basically need to choose that theme. But there's another problem that I found interesting that Joe talked about. What was the problem he faced?
Yeah, the whole idea of responsive themes, right? Mobile is obviously making up a major percentage of site visits now on many websites, doesn't matter what niche you happen to be in. And having a responsive theme is an important thing nowadays.
Yeah, and he said his site's not as responsive as he would like it to. So the problem here is a mobile-ready site. And the solution is to have a responsive theme. Canvas is a responsive theme. Almost all modern, premium theme providers are making their themes responsive these days. And just a little technology, little technical aspect. Responsive just means that you pull your browser to any size on your desktop and you'll see all the objects and elements on the screen collapse down to take the shape of the browser. So you can emulate or understand that if someone's using an iPad or an iPhone or any other tablet or phone, that it will show the content in an appropriate way rather than being all broken. So that means it responds to the device. It's mobile ready. Yeah.
And just a spoiler alert too, we did an interview with Greg Hickman from Mobile Mixed, and he talks quite a bit about this. And obviously that's the main content strategy for his own website is talking about the mobile side of things and how important it is becoming for online businesses.
Yeah, so. Not to go on too many tangents, but I just got off the phone with an expert, I guess, at Google AdSense. Google actually called my house and started giving me information on how to improve my AdSense placements, and they were hitting mobile hard. Mobile's everywhere. We all know it. We need to be mobile ready.
Yep.
So let's talk about the theme framework. This is an idea that's starting to become more and more understood by people. And I've talked about the word framework already. It's a collection of tools, really, a framework, a collection of plugins. And so when people start creating a theme, gradually there are so many little micro mini problems and full-fledged problems that were being solved by the theme itself that plugins no longer were required. And really, between you and me, Trevor, there's not a lot of difference between plugins and themes, just the way WordPress handles them. But ultimately, they're both doing the same thing. They're both solving some problems programmatically with your site, right? Allowing you to employ some features to have some functionality. So what a theme framework refers to is an underlying collection of these tools that your theme uses and works with. Often they're one and the same, but sometimes your vendor will separate them. Woo Themes has Canvas and it uses the Woo framework. So here's a problem in the framework field, dynamic sidebars and menus.
Yeah, and just a big asterisk, and I think maybe everybody listening can tell now, Mike is very much a technophile, meaning he loves this stuff and lives it, eats it, breathes it I, of course, understand bits of it, but I'll probably defer to you talking about some of the technology stuff here, Mike. But speaking to this, like dynamic sidebars and menus, of course, that's become more important as our businesses have evolved, right? Being able to serve up relevant content or ads or whatever it happens to be on specific types of pages. So this has become more important as our business has evolved.
Yeah, well, spoken like a true technophile there, Trevor. dynamic sidebars just mean the ability to, like you said, display different content for different reasons to different viewers at different times on different pages in different categories. You want to be able to show one banner ad or one group of links and things of that nature. And also for the users, like maybe it's on the affiliate management portion of your website, or it's or it's on the a membership area of the website, or on a premium content page. So differences will require different sidebars. So the solution here is to have an extensive and light framework. The framework needs to be extensive, but not get cumbersome. The reason why we want a canon of plugins is because you don't want too many plugins. It slows down your site. It causes conflicts in between them. So you want to have just the right mix of the solutions for the problems. So Woo Themes framework for us does that. It solves these little details without actually adding extra overhead to our site. So we got our theme. We got our theme framework. Now, there's about a billion plugins out there, it would seem, and probably about only 20 things that we need them for. And it really does matter, right, for what your business is. Again, I use the real estate example, but what's another example of a plugin that is super, super specialized that you probably don't often need?
Plugins that handle images in different ways, and that obviously can be related to the real estate niche as you're talking about,
or
right?
Photography, a photographer.
Yeah, photo galleries, that type of thing. Video plugins.
Yeah, not everyone needs them, but you know, and there's a lot of solutions there. But what comes to mind to me is BuddyPress. But BuddyPress really makes your website into a social network like Facebook. It gives it Facebook-like abilities, able to snoop on your data, I guess is what I mean by that. No, I mean by liking and sharing and creating connections and whatnot on your site with other users. So you don't always need that, especially for just a straight up magazine or a blog. But if you're making a membership site, it makes sense. So all these problems we have that are needed at for certain businesses and at certain levels of your website, we're going to try to exclude the upper levels and the specialized uses. We're going to speak to what almost everybody needs, the canon. Mm-hmm. We're going to speak to the canon. So the first problem that is unanimously canonical is comment spam. What's comment spam, Trevor, for those who don't know?
It's that nasty stuff where you're getting notifications of all of the great French handbags that you can go ahead and purchase. that seems to be the common theme anyways, but this isn't inevitable. It doesn't matter who you are, what topic you're writing your content around, you're going to get spam. So having a tool like this, a plugin like this, the one that you'll mention a second here, is critical.
And just because you happen to end up buying one of those handbags doesn't mean it's still not spam. All right, so the tool here is universal. It's Akismet. It's run by Automattic, the founders, the creators of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg and WordPress.org and that whole crew. Everybody uses it. There's some quote-unquote better tools out there, but pretty much everyone starts with Akismet. It works really well. And it will identify what tends to be spam, a bunch of links in it and triggers like that. So that one's pretty straightforward. Let's get into the next problem. What is it?
The next one is on-site SEO setup. That is the problem and the challenge that we are faced as online business owners.
Well, yeah, you can't ignore SEO, right? And so many themes actually come with SEO setup basics in it. In fact, I've seen Woo Themes gradually remove this feature set and rely on an external solution that is dedicated to it. And the solution that we recommend, and almost everyone does as well, is WordPress SEO by Yoast. Mm-hmm. Yoast DeValk, wrote this plugin, and it's really great. It does almost everything you need. It gives you a little score. It can allows you to do on-page optimization to, you know, make sure you have the keywords in the right place and choose a keyword for each post. It does your on-site optimization so that you can make sure you have XML sitemaps and all this technical stuff that you need. And not that technical should stop you. How hard is this plugin on a scale of 1 to 5 if you're authority level 1 and a newbie? Can you do this if you're that level?
Oh, yeah. Newbies can definitely use this plugin. It's pretty self-explanatory. In fact, that's one of the reasons why a lot of our guests and us choose this one, is because it really is easy to use.
Yeah, newbie level ability to get started, but master level potential. WordPress SEO Yoast. And that's what we're trying to find as well. Almost all these plugins have that ability. So the next problem, I'm going to introduce this one, Trevor, because I love this plugin.
Yeah, you do.
This problem is creating tracking links or short links or what this plugin's named after, pretty links. You know, those big ugly URLs, those addresses to, you know, photos of cats that you want to share with your aunt, and it's so long, it just looks awful, and you wish it was shorter. Well, you can put it into Bitly. You've probably seen Bitly as a shortener. You put it in there and you get bit.ly, I think, / you know, a couple characters. It's a nice short shareable link for tweets and text messages. Well, that does that as well, but the other problem it also does, that pretty link does, is it helps you create internal links, which is really perfect for SEO. When you create a post on the website framework and problems, and you want to link out to all the to Akismet and WordPress SEO, you can actually go in and put in the name of the word you want to replace and the link you want to put on that word, and everywhere in the website will replace that word with that link. So it creates the ability to interlink from one post to every other post where there is an instance of a keyword that is about that post in that post. Damn it, I think I got too technical on you. But to rephrase, it just allows you to link all your content together.
And speaks to something that we talked about in the last video that we did, last podcast, last recording. The whole idea of shit. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, then I'll just pick up. And I wanted to say it creates tracking links because you actually can see how many times those links get clicked. So if you're really curious about how your shares are doing and when you post a share on someone else's Facebook wall, that kind of thing, you can actually see the benefits of that by looking in the back end. And it'll say 35 clicks or 1 million clicks if it's really popular. But so that's what I really like about it. Did you figure out what you were trying to say, Trevor? I was mentioning about getting too technical with all the interlinking of the content.
Yeah, I was thinking about the automation side of things, right? We've spoke about that before, and this is, you know, a small example of that, but anytime you can duplicate work by, you know, a couple of clicks, that's a good thing, obviously.
I think you mean eliminate duplicated work.
Eliminate the duplicated work, exactly, yes.
Thanks so much for sharing your time with us here today. Now, please tell me, I'm dying to know, did you enjoy the podcast? Did you get clarity on your biggest challenge, obstacle, or problem that you're currently facing in your own WordPress authority business? If so, then don't miss out on the chance to win a coaching review this week. Just head over to iTunes, subscribe, leave a comment, and then head back to wpauthorities.com/coaching to tell us your pain in the ass, and we'll make sure that we play doctor for you. And stay tuned for our next show in this series, due in your inbox each and every day. Make sure to subscribe via iTunes or head over to our website, wpauthorities.com, and subscribe via email. Until tomorrow,
you will respect my authority.